You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's what you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Got Alcorn State tomorrow, Marquette coming up Saturday, but let's look back at what happened Friday down in Xfinity. The Gold Rush, he's the head basketball coach for the University of Maryland. He wanted Farner. He got it. He's Buzz Williams. Coach, what's happening? How are you feeling this morning?
Good morning. How you doing? Thanks for the music. I appreciate it.
A little double vision, I guess. And when Georgetown was coming at you defensively early in the game, I guess it felt like double vision there. 11-0 run to start the game. You guys had one hoop in the first 10 minutes. How much of that was Georgetown related versus, you know, maybe we just couldn't throw the ball in the ocean here?
Yes, sir. I'll always, as long as I talk to you guys, give credit to the opponent. I think anytime anything like that happened statistically, it would be foolish just to say it was us, not them. We did not handle their physicality from start to finish very well, but particularly at the start of both halves. To your point, 11-0 to start the game, we fouled four times in that 11-0 run, called timeout, started a different group in the second half. We did 100% better. We scored two and they scored 10, fouled three times, called another timeout. So only talking about those two 6.5, 7 minutes of the game, that's 21-2. So we have to learn from that. There's a lot of other things from the game that we have to make improvements from. And again, it's week one. I understand that we'll be judged in accordance with our results. But for our first home game, first week of the season, there's a lot of information that we can learn from, and we were going to have to execute at a much better rate on both ends of the floor in order for us to become the best that we can be.
Now, as you're at practice getting ready for Alcorn State tomorrow night, a game you can hear on 105.7 The Fan Buzz, Miles Rice was back, for instance. He had 19 coming off the bench. So you're getting players back that you obviously think are going to be part of the rotation moving forward. But what's the number one thing or number two, three things that you're working on for Alcorn and then certainly for Marquette coming up Saturday?
Well, we're trying to spend as much time on us as the opponent. I don't know if that's always right, but I think relative to year one, beginning week two of the season, we went 2.5 weeks and weren't able to play 5-on-5 in October. And so not only from a chemistry standpoint, but really from an installation standpoint, a lot of the preseason calendar, we weren't able to execute. And so we're kind of still in the preseason calendar, even though we're already in season. And so we're trying to handle that the best way that we can, but we're spending more time on us. And I think even though whether the game's at home or on the road, I think long-term in a 20-week season, if you're in the start of your second week, I think spending your pie chart focused on you on both sides of the ball, particularly in year one, because everybody's brand new. I think that's the right thing for us to do.
Now, you talk about everyone brand new, and we talked about it last week, the week before that too, Coach, but trying to get your rotations together and the substitution patterns and the five that work best, how much does practice dictate that sort of thing for you at this stage?
Well, when we can have practice five on five, that does help. And we stat everything that you think is statted in a game. We stat that and much more in a game, but also in practice. And so to the previous question, what we're trying to do is when we're in the film room, we're spending more time watching us from practice, watching us from games, so that as we lay building block after building block, whether it's someone that was in the rotation, currently not in the rotation, currently hurt, currently healthy, we're trying to make sure that as we start figuring this thing out, that we're giving our effort and our energy mentally and physically to us. And so I don't really know with 15 new players and everything brand new, the health, the lack of health, I don't know who needs to play. But I do know that who needs to play, we have to have much more stamina from a competitive standpoint. I know our communication level has to drastically improve. But if you have a quiet team, it could be that they're unsure what they're supposed to be doing, so they can't help their teammate with that. And then we have to play with much more physicality, whether that's on offense, not giving the ball to the other team. And then defensively, you know, we did a good job getting fouled. We made 30 free throws, so we got fouled at a high rate. The counter to that is we fouled at an extremely high rate for us too. And that was because the ball was getting to the paint way too often, and that's where your fouls are going to occur. And so we've got to have more competitive stamina. We've got to have more elite communication, and we've got to be much more physical in what we're doing on both sides of the ball.
Buzz Williams, head basketball coach, University of Maryland. Terps two games this week, Alcorn tomorrow night. You can hear it on the Fan, 7 o'clock tip, and then Marquette coming up on Saturday at 2 o'clock. Another game you can hear on 105.7 The Fan. Pharrell Payne, he's getting doubled and tripled. He did have the double-double, 17-11. And dude, he's like Rick Barry shooting free throws right now, just not doing it underhanded. How is he adapting to all this added attention he's been getting early in the season?
I think he's done pretty well. He was better in game two than he was in game one relative to his competitive stamina. I didn't think statistically he played his average game. He was 2 of 7 on rim shot attempts. Normally he finishes at a much higher rate. 42% of the balls we shot were in the charge circle. The problem was is we only made 33% of them. That's statistically a really poor number. But Gochi played a part in that, and normally he plays a positive part. But I thought the attention that he commands, and there's a variety of ways that teams will play him, I thought he handled that really well. We need to make sure, we call it post-feed movement. In other words, when we throw it inside, whether we throw it to him or if we throw it to Elijah, what are the other four people doing and what is our spacing? And I think that's another element of us that we're trying to focus on to make sure that regardless of how the opponent plays it, if they're going to send two to the ball, where's the second one coming from? And then what should our movement behind the ball be? And we've made some strides, but I think Gochi will continue to command some level of attention, and so our post-feed movement will need to continue to improve as well.
Buzz Williams, head basketball coach, University of Maryland. Buzz, last thing for you. You got Alcorn tomorrow. They're 0-3. Nick Woodward, one of their best players. He's a local kid. And then you have Marquette coming up on Saturday. You're obviously familiar with that program. Indiana dropped 14 threes on them yesterday. So the next couple of games, what are we looking for in regards to Maryland development before we get into the late part of November?
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. and a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contract. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Can we play harder? Can we play harder longer? Can we play harder longer while everyone impacting the game with their voice, whether they're in between the lines or on the sideline? Can we keep the ball from getting to the paint at a better clip, whether the ball gets there off the pass or the bounce? And when we shoot it or when the opponent shoots it, how good are we at getting the rebound? And I think that a lot of those things are interrelated and interconnected. And I would think that you can see some of it from stats, but you can also feel some of it through the TV or even through your speaker as you're listening on the radio.
Buzz Williams, head basketball coach, University of Maryland. Coach, we appreciate it. Next week, we got Doobie Brothers for you, I believe it was.
So, please.
Yeah, man. Good luck this week, and we'll talk to you next Monday.
Thank you so much. Have a good day.
There's Buzz Williams, everybody. We'll come back, whip around. We'll talk Maryland football when we return. Talk about what happened this weekend in the world of sports. A lot of college basketball, college football zaniness that we'll get to. And then we'll back to your phone calls at 410-583-1057. Ravens win yesterday. They won three in a row. They're only a game out of first place. Ravens are still favored to win the division. Lamar Jackson's still rolling along. Hey, the Bills got blown out at Miami. The Ravens just handled them with relative ease.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detectthesos.com today to learn more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're gonna find
and
it.
They can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you. Ooh. Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount+. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman. New season, streaming November 16th. Only on Paramount+.